the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, a 24-year-old Atlantic City police officer is accused of handcuffing and sexually assaulting a female victim inside his squad car back in September. Joshua Munyon of Egg Harbor Township has been charged with aggravated sexual assault, and official misconduct after months of investigation by the Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office. Munyon, hired in 2022, had been on modified assignment. Until criminal charges were filed, he is now suspended without pay. The number of lawsuits alleging sexual assault and other abuse at two now-closed state-run child treatment centers in New Jersey has risen to 150 after two more filed this week.
Involving 16 people were filed Thursday in Superior Court in Monmouth and Somerset counties. The victims' names have been withheld. They are seeking damages stemming from alleged abuse at the former Arthur Brisbane Treatment Center and the training school at Skillman. Both centers have been shuttered for decades. New Jersey's overhauled statute of limitations allows child victims of sexual abuse to sue until they turn 55 or within 7 years of their first realization that the abuse caused them harm. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And gas prices have jumped this week to the highest level since September, thanks to refinery maintenance and a switch to summer blends, according to Gas Buddy. AAA's latest survey shows in New Jersey, the average cost for a gallon of regular is $3.05, a 9-cent jump from a week ago. Now the Ru Insurance Business Report. Stocks dropped sharply on Wall Street as the week ended with two straight days of major losses. The S&P tumbled 5.7%, the Dow Jones plunged over 2,000 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 5.6% as China matched President Trump's big raise in tariffs in an escalating trade war. The price of oil slid to its lowest level since 2001. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 2,231 points at 38,314. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Ru Insurance. For benefits, business, and personal insurance, visit rueinsurance.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Staying cool for Saturday, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in...
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The weekend weather forecast isn't great. Yeah, we need the rain. Lots of clouds, cool temperatures, occasional raindrops coming up. Although most of the hours this weekend will be dry and our threat for wintry or severe weather very low. Maybe a few showers tonight, otherwise cloudy and cool. Lows dip into the upper 40s and our high tomorrow only reaching about 50. Definitely cloudy and cool. Could be an isolated shower or pocketed drizzle at any time tomorrow. Looks like Sunday will start dry, then showers return in the afternoon and evening hours. Highs on Sunday mainly in the 60s. Little cooler, 50s to the north. Little warmer, 70s potentially in southwest Western New Jersey, and then Monday drying out and cooling down. Still lots of clouds, highs around 50 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Phillipsburg, 65. Princeton, 68. Cherry Hill, 69. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by At Home Recreation. Now offering 60 months 0% financing on all swimming pools and packages. It's never been easier to own your own backyard resort. Swim for 5 years interest-free. Visit athomerecreation.com for a store near you.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.